Island Hospital Radio.
Hello, and thanks for joining Southend Hospital Radio. We're on air 24 hours a day, serving the patients here at Southend Hospital with music, news and information. And on the 18th of May 2024, we were covering a special event here at the hospital. Nearly 70 people did something rather brave, and over the next 18 minutes, we'll look at the 2024 Tackle the Tower event. First of all, we're going to find out just what was going on from one of the event's organisers. Lots of cheers, lots of clapping here at Southend Hospital today. I'm with Elise, who's organising an amazing event here today in Southend. We've just seen someone finish something. What have they been doing that we're all applauding?
We are here today at our annual event, Tackle the Tower. People are abseiling 154 feet down our tower block here at Southend Hospital.
It's a heck of a height, isn't it? That's quite a way down. So we've got a lot of people doing it. Why are people being foolish enough to jump off a tower block today?
They're raising money. They're raising money for Mid and South Essex Hospitals Charity and Southend Hospital Charitable Foundation. Let's not forget them. They're doing great things. Great things for really important reasons, and we are so grateful.
So everyone's got a reason for this? Everyone's got a story on why they're doing this today?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the nice thing about this event. People decide where their money goes. So they do the hard work, they raise the money, and then they decide what ward or department or appeal benefits.
And it takes a bit of guts to do that, doesn't it?
It sure does. It's a long way up and a very long way down.
Well, we're at the bottom of a very long drop, and I'm with two people that have just tackled the tower. So who do we have here?
Sophie
and Laura.
Okay, and what have you just done?
Oh, well, we abseiled, or just basically fell down the tower.
Yeah, 154-foot tower block at Southend Hospital. Yeah.
So have you ever done anything like this before?
No.
And we both have a terrible fear of heights as well.
Did you look down?
No, I didn't once, not at all. And I thought, if I look down, then I'm going to actually poo my pants. So I didn't.
And did you look down?
No, I couldn't, no.
So just eyes straight ahead, that's the trick apparently,
yeah,
is that
I did,
right?
I didn't even look down, I just looked. And then when someone said it was halfway, I thought, no, I'll look in about 10 steps. And then I heard the voices closer and I was like, okay, I'll look down. And I was like, oh yes, now just let go, go!
Okay, so why were you doing it? Did you have a particular sort of special cause you were doing this for?
Yes, so Sophie and I are bereavement nurses. We work for the bereavement team. And we work across the three sites, so we work across all three hospitals within MSC, and the money is going towards our bereavement fund. So when people lose their loved ones in the hospital, then we can provide keepsakes in the forms of key rings, memory boxes, and we've just recently signed up to the Good Grief Trust cards as well. So when someone dies, we'll be able to give them a card which they'll have immediate signpost into bereavement support. So we thought, all these people in the hospital that are losing their loved ones, if they can get through that, then we can abseil down a 150-foot tower block, mind over matter.
And our colleague jumped out a plane, so we thought, oh, we'll have to do it. This is nothing.
I've just seen an orange suit come hurtling down a very large tower block. Hello, what's your name?
Marnie.
Hello, Marnie. And a birdie's told me that you're part of the team here at Southend Hospital.
I am, yeah. I work for the ED and acute areas here at Southend, so, yeah,
okay.
Director of Nursing.
Well, what has made you tackle the tower today?
Just to give something back, really. I've worked at Basildon, but decided now I was working here at Southend, it was time to do something and give something back to the department and help the departments.
Wow, wonderful. So how was it, and did you look down?
Yeah, it was very scary at the top when they say put your legs over, and you have to sort of then just go over the top with one rope attaching you. And then about halfway down, I looked down because I thought I was quite near the bottom and realised I actually wasn't.
Bless you. You did very well. We were all watching down here. So well done.
Thank
you very much for doing that. Same time next year?
Yes, again next year.
Super.
Thanks very much.
Tackling the tower. What was your name?
Jacqueline.
How was it?
All right, it's the fourth time I've done it. It's just coming over the edge is the difficult bit. Once you're on, and this year I actually kept my feet on the wall, which was a miracle. It didn't spin or bounce, so yeah, it was good. But I'm shaking like a leaf now.
I was going to say, bless you. I'm shaking just watching
it. I'm flying on the wall. Now I've done it, I'm shaking.
I think you might need a cup of tea or a lie down or something.
Yeah. That's fine.
So what were you doing today for? Was there a particular reason for doing this today?
Unit. Yeah, because we've had a family member who's unfortunately had to make quite a lot of use of it, so that's why today.
So giving something back. Well, well done. You're a braver person than I am, but well done. Cup of tea, lie down or drink?
All three.
Superb. Well, well done. Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're standing on the grounds of Southend University Hospital at the front, looking up at a tower block. I'm joined by one of our team, Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Pete. How are you doing?
Very good, very good. Now, you're about to do something rather brave. So, raising money for charity, you're going up in a lift to the top of the tower block, and then you're coming down the long way. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
So, what exactly are you doing?
I'm actually abseiling down the side of the building.
So, how do you feel about that? Have you ever done anything like that before?
Done absolutely nothing like this. When I was in the forces, I didn't even do it. I just drove a lorry, but I'm actually excited doing it. I know it sounds silly and unusual, but when you've never done nothing before, you think, I've got to have a go at that.
We're now in the lift at Southend University Hospital, on the way up to floor number...
Nine,
the top of the shop. You ready, Charlie?
Yes, I am.
Feeling nervous?
No, not really.
You've got some other victims here coming up as well. How's everyone else feeling? Number 47, how are you feeling?
I'm really good, thanks, yeah.
Excellent. Number 48?
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks, man. Yeah.
And number terrified.
Terrified, thank you. The realist. Excellent. Thank you very much. Out of the lift, on we go.
Thank you. Just make sure your glove doesn't go too close to this, because it just snagged it up and it just falls
down. I've gone down now.
Don't keep your feet level with your bum.
Good luck, mate. Well, come on then, Charlie. You've done it. How'd you feel?
Excellent. Excited, actually. It's quite nice. I'm really actually... I know it sounds silly. I'll go and do it again.
I just love it. No nerves. You just went straight for it. You went, yes, like stroll down a building. Why not?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was great fun. And raising good money for a good cause as well.
Right, same time next year then?
Hope so.
Done.
Yeah. A friend at your bedside,
Southend Hospital Radio. This is Southend Hospital Radio, looking at the Tackle the Tower event that took place on the 18th of May 2024. If you've got access to a web browser, you can see a unique collection of photos from the event. To take a look, go to www.southendhospitalradio.co.uk. Look on the right of the page and under Latest News, you'll find Tackle the Tower. A special thanks to Debbie Ann Miller, who was on Shopland Ward and was able to send us some rather unique photos from the ward windows. Time to hear again from Elise Fleetwood, the event organiser, to find out why so many people tackled the tower in 2024.
So people are doing it in memory of loved ones, they're doing it in thanks of amazing staff, they're doing it because they were treated here however many years ago. There's a really great vibe, and yeah, I just think when you have a reason, you raise more money. So yeah, people are doing great things and we're so grateful.
It is amazing, isn't it? So again, how many people was it taking part today?
67 today, yeah, yeah.
Well, so how do you get these people to do this? You know, obviously, do you sort of advertise during the year for people to do it, or is it the same people again and again doing it? How does that sort of thing work?
Yeah, it tends to be different people each year. We promote our events online, on our socials, everywhere we go, really. We have a magazine and we put it on our website. And we just collect people up over the year and, yeah, we build our numbers that way. But most of it is from word of mouth, you know. If people have seen someone do it or they've heard about it, they tell someone else. And, yeah, we build as we go.
So this is an amazing view. We are at the top, 10 stories up at Southend University Hospital with a brave victim that's about to tackle the tower. What's your name, sir?
My name's Steve.
Okay, and what's persuaded you to jump off the tower today?
For the last, say, 6 months, I've worked with the Canvey volunteer first responders. I've noticed how much effort and stuff the A&E department put into all their work and the rest of the hospital. So yeah, just raising some money for the A&E ward.
Excellent, that's great. How have you been raising funds? Have you had a plan for the sponsorship for today?
No, generally just light posts. I think the Canvey, the volunteer first responding work is more than enough, and I think our team of about 15 people on Canby does quite a lot of work, and by that helping the NHS is sufficient, I think. But keep up the good work, and it's a great event, really.
So it's an amazing service that the first responders do. Can you just give us a feel for what they actually do? I know I've seen a lot of cars sort of parked on driveways ready to go with kit in the back, but can you just give me a flavour for what the volunteer responders do?
Yeah, I think basically the whole aim of being a first responder is to be there when an ambulance or the A&E cannot get there within a 5 minutes time. So it's to be there and be the vital moment of saving someone's life, getting on CPR, doing the compressions, and sometimes it's just being there to keep someone company. Then we'll always hand over to an ambulance crew, and Canby Island branch would generally have two people going on call at every time to add the security and safety for us and for the people involved.
Absolutely. So how did you get into that, out of interest?
I think it's just about wanting to give back to the community. I used to care for my aunt and my uncle. They both passed away over the years, and I just wanted to add value. Okay?
Excellent. Good luck. So you've got a nice trip down. I'll see you at the bottom.
Thank you so much.
How was it? You've reached the bottom. You've tackled the tower. How was it?
It was a good experience. Everyone having fun. Some people need a little bit more perseverance. My friend Ali, terrified of heights.
Ali, yes. So in the lift, there was a few of us all going up in the lift together. Everyone was, yeah, it's easy, it's all right. You were the one with the wobbles. How was it?
Terrifying. Still terrified now. Still
but you
shaking.
You did it. What was it like?
I think I kind of done the moonwalk down because I couldn't get my feet to stick to the wall. But and it took about 40 minutes, I reckon, to get me down there, but that part where you go over the edge, I didn't think I was going to get over there, but with help and guidance from everyone else, I done it.
Well, well done. So what was your reason for tackling the tower today?
It was his fault. My friend Steve, it was his fault. But we wanted to support the A&E department and all of the local hospitals, so yeah, I feel good. Now I've done it.
Superb. So lie down tonight, glass of wine, any of the above?
Maybe some food. Food and a lie down would be great.
Good play. Well, well done.
Thank you.
Glad you... Can I say you enjoyed it?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
You enjoyed it. You're up for another go straight away, aren't you?
Yeah, I think it was really good. Really good. Thanks, Ali.
Thanks, Steve.
OK, I'm with another victim that's tackled the tower. What's your name, sir?
It's Roger Alexander.
Now, I have to say, you've taken the effort to dress up. Which Thunderbird are you?
Thunderbird 2, Virgil. Virgil Tracy.
So is that the green one?
Yeah.
Excellent. So why Thunderbirds?
Why not?
Why not? Absolutely. So what were you doing the event today for?
The Carlingford Centre, which is Cooper Ferry Department. My wife has her treatment there once a month. So try and give something back for the help they've given Angela. So.
Excellent. There's so many people doing that today. It's really good to see that. So well done. And the effort you've gone in with the uniform today, I think that makes all the difference. You're definitely a standout.
Yeah, if you're doing it, you might as well dress up and do it. So make the most of it.
So what was it like?
Terrified.
Do you know, you're the honest one. Everyone else said, yeah, it was easy. But
no,
I gather it's the putting your leg over. And
that's not good. But once you get the angle, once you get over there and start coming down, it's enjoyable, but it's the first steps are not very good at all.
Thanks very much to some very brave people for tackling the tower. And of course, this isn't the only event that the charity team here at the hospital work on. Back to Elise Fleetwood.
That's right, we try to really mix things up amongst all of our sites, really. But in this area, at Southend, we have an annual walk, our Walk for Wards. That's in September every year, and this runs annually as well. And then there's always just so much going on in our community. People are so kind, they're so generous. And especially in Southend, I do think it's a special little patch. There's lots of kind people and they're willing to put themselves out there and go the distance and raise the money. And it makes a big difference, it really does.
Excellent. Well, well done to you and the team. I know you put a heck of a lot of work into making this happen, don't you? And you can see it's all been pulled together. So we've got all the marquees up,
Yeah. We've
got the flags up. You've got a busy team doing stuff today. And of course, everyone's got to be made safe, haven't they, as well?
Yeah, sure, it does. It takes a lot of hands, a lot of help. And we're really grateful to all the volunteers that have given up their time today and the team teams within the hospital that have helped us out with the safety side of things. We couldn't do it on our own. We need these people. So, if there's any volunteers out there, anyone willing to be a volunteer, do get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love you to join our team.
Excellent. Your team's based here at the hospital, isn't it? If somebody is listening and they either want to take part in next year's or join one of the other events, how can people find out more about how you help the community?
Yeah, just get in touch. Give us a call, send us an email. It's Mid and South Essex Hospitals Charity, 01702 385 337. We look after the sites within our whole trust, so mainly Southend, Basildon and Brimfield, but all the smaller sites in between. But we're based here at Southend Hospital. We're in the little lodge outside the old main entrance.
It's a little cute little building, isn't it? It's lovely in there.
It's been there forever.
And they make a nice cup of tea in there as well, which is good.
Oh yeah, there's always a cuppa available. So knock on the door, give us a ring, let us know.
Perfect, superb. Excellent, well, it's been lovely to talk to you. Well done on today. We've also got Hospital Radio here playing the music. How's that sounding? Are we sounding all right today?
They are fabulous. We are so thankful. It's a massive weight off my shoulders. Yeah, they're really encouraging everybody and keeping everyone dancing, keeping everyone happy. Thank you.
That's what it's all about. Have a great day and lots of money raised. Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
So that's it. Our look at the 2024 Tackle the Tower. Thanks to everyone working on the event, and more importantly, thanks to everyone for raising some money for these very valuable causes. Thanks for listening, and perhaps it's your turn to tackle the tower next year.
A friend at your bedside, Southend Hospital Radio.